Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Vinny.
How are you?
Excellent. How are you?
So, I won't give any spoilers away, so you don't have to tune out, everyone. Please, in fact, please don't tune out. Ever.
That's the goal.
All right.
Leave it here 24/7.
Stranger Things is so good.
Oh, my God, I know.
I finished it. And
Oh, you did finish it.
I did, yeah, and it's so good.
How about it ended, that last freaking, they got three full things going on. You're just like, I can't.
It's perfect. It was perfect.
Unbelievable.
The perfect little out of the season. It was perfect. So that was one of the things I did this week.
It
was perfect. They really hit their stride. Like I don't know how many more seasons they can do. I think they'll probably be done next year.
Do you?
Well, how are they going to?
First of all, there's 01 through 010, right? So there's all the other experimental children. And that's why I think they brought.
Someone has thought about this.
Oh my God. I was like, what else are they going to do? And then they showed,
I understand what they showed, but I'm just saying, there's only so many fights you can have before you're like.
The thing that's great about the show is the kids and the setting. I don't know how much broader it can get. While I did like the standalone side thing where she meets.
Right.
I did feel like that. I liked the setting less. It didn't have that same weird little, Stephen King small town.
I'll do you better. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, really?
I didn't think it contributed. I understand it painted up the possibility for the future.
Right.
But
it also showed where she was morally.
I got it. I just think that,
I felt like that while I did like that, I felt like I didn't like the setting.
Yeah.
I really liked the Hawkins. Is it Hawkins, Indiana? Something like that.
Yeah.
I liked the little town. I like Mike's basement. I didn't think they spent enough time in Mike's basement. It's all about the kids,
Yeah. Well, it was really good. I mean, we can sit here and nitpick it.
Oh, no.
I really came off it just so oh, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's one of the things I did this weekend. I got more stuff done at the house. The house is ours now. It totally feels like home now, and it's so great.
What was the
all
thing
the stuff,
that
just putting
put it over
more
the top.
Stuff away, getting things,
squared away.
Squared away, right. More boxes have been moved, and there's just, it just feels like, okay.
You're comfortable.
There's a few more boxes to deal with, but for the most part, everything's where it needs to be.
Your grate is up in the ceiling and not falling
down
on anyone.
That's done, right? I finished that. When did I finish that? Did I do that Friday or Thursday? I don't know.
Thursday.
It's done.
Yeah, because you talked about it Friday. That confounding ceiling grate.
That was a whole thing. I hate when you put all your attention into something, and then it goes another night, and you're like, not another night.
Yeah.
I put half my day into this. Come on.
Yeah.
And then it went for, anyway, it's all good. What about you? What'd you do?
I finished caulking on Saturday.
All right.
So that was done. And then we put a first coat of paint on part of our thing on Sunday.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, rain's coming, too,
yes,
so
it
you
is.
Needed to do
so
that.
So we need to get some stuff going.
All right.
Well, the thing is plasticed off because, I don't want everything getting soaking wet before we get it painted. So we were able to get under the eaves done because we figured that won't get wet. And,
oh.
You know.
All right.
Or so it'll get less
it's
wet.
It's covered is what you're saying.
It's covered. But the end is near.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to go surfing too twice.
Oh boy.
Which was pretty epic. I went to the park and pushed my kid on the swings.
Oh.
And some other kid.
Well, you know, whoever's there.
Well, this little girl walks up and stares at me while she's holding the swing, but she can't get into it. And I'm like, I don't know if this person's parent is around. Am I the creepy grown-up guy in the park?
Has that same, well
check
not anymore,
it out.
But
so
it's a real thing. Like,
I
you don't want some guy touching your kid.
Yeah. I put her in the swing. Well, she stared at me. First of all, she stared at me for a while before I caved. I'm sitting here pushing my kid. She's laughing. She's like, get on to the other kid.
Right.
And the other kid's staring at me holding the swing.
Like, hey, mister.
Yeah, help me out. Help a sister out. Finally, I picked her up. I put her in it. And I'm just pushing her. Like, I'm pushing my kid for the
Woo!
Sky. But I'm just pushing this kid, like, just softly.
Yep.
And after about 10 minutes, up walks her mom.
Right.
Oh, hi. I'm like, listen, if you don't want her on the swing, pull her off. I don't know what to tell you. The kid stared at me for 10 minutes. She's all, no, it's okay. And she starts pushing her. I'm like, all right, this is super crunchy now. I'm never coming to the park again. The park sucks. It does.
No.
It's totally bogus.
It doesn't suck.
It's kind of bogus.
You ever do the park tour? We used to, I would say on a Saturday morning, because, you know, I have the kids
park
all day.
Tour.
You go, let's go to all the parks.
Didn't I just tell you about how badly it went at the one?
Well, then you go to the next one. It didn't go badly. It's bad.
I don't
it is.
Know.
It's hard for guys.
It's really bogus
always...
because the lady is looking at, I guess she's looking at me like I was, like, dude.
Yeah, I'm here with my kid. Just, you know, your kid was staring at me.
Yeah, I don't know what to say
I felt about bad that. For John when that was, because he just was like, you can't talk to a kid. You can't, because some mother is going to, because a dude hanging out at the park, despite the fact that his children are right there with
right,
him,
yeah.
Like a dude is always suspicious. And it's too bad.
Yeah.
I remember being a kid and they're, you know, they're just, I guess there just weren't any dads where we were
right.
playing, you know?
I had a creepy thing yesterday that I felt like, oh, I didn't want them to think I was creepy.
Oh, you?
Well, because I took Ella for a walk sort around our house, around the path, and by the water.
So far, so good.
And I sat on the bench. I always sit there and then, you know, just I just look at the water and go, oh, I love it here.
Aww,
and then
I
started hearing some, like, some noises. And I'm like, where's that coming from? I look. Oh, there's a kid up in the tree. I'm all, hey. You okay? He's like, yeah. And he kind of starts crawling down a little bit. He goes, I was over a friend's house and they told me I had to leave because I was disrupting their video. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, what kind of video? Oh, some school video thing. They just didn't think that I could learn it or something like that. So
how
I start
old
to feel
of
sorry
a kid?
For him. He's probably about 8.
Okay.
Or so.
So somebody's parents kicked a kid out? Or
yeah,
the
they told
kids?
Him to go play, come back later.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, okay. And then he's looking at Ella, and I'm all, do you want to come play with her? And so he crawls down the tree, comes down, sits down on the grass, and I just sit across from him, and he's asking me all kinds of questions. Seems like a smart enough kid. I don't know if he was on the spectrum. I don't know what the deal was. But, so we just played with the dog, and he asked me a bunch of questions about the dog and where do I live and where he tells me where he goes to school. And we just play for like 5 minutes. And then the ladies come out, and I was like, oh, is this weird that I'm sitting down like a couple feet from him and the dog is here and we're just playing? Is that weird? Oh, my
no.
God, I'm a
no,
creepy girl.
That's not weird
it's
at
not
all.
Weird because you're not a dude.
Right.
Yeah,
it's totally fine.
I guess. And the fact that I have the dog right there
right.
probably helped. So
you're allowed to go walk your dog wherever you want.
Yeah.
You know? But if you're,
you know,
a dude in the same situation,
ah!
I know. Well, you're just like,
so they
someone's
came
kid.
Over. I felt weird. I was just like, hi. I was just, we were playing with the dog. I go, I live right around the corner over there. You know, I was just like
right.
qualifying myself just because I felt so weird. And that was kind of it. I was like, okay, see you guys. Like, scurried home.
Bye.
Try not to feel weird about it.
Right.
Well, you shouldn't feel weird about it. That was you walking your dog.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. I'm no kid expert, but I bet you the parents of the The parents that threw that kid out probably asked him to behave 100 times before they said, beat it.
Right.
Beat
they were
it,
probably
kook.
Like, awesome.
You're killing
someone's
us
talking
here.
To him.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So.
Awesome. He's not up at the top of some tree somewhere where we have to get him down with a ladder.
So that's just, yeah, that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a whole thing. And just even this morning, I sit down and there's like, the 12 big headlines from over the weekend of all the additional sexual harassment stuff and the developments and all of it. It's just gross. And there it is.
Oh, I'm trying to think. There were some new ones.
Yeah. George Takei, I think, was the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was a freaking bummer. And then there's a whole bunch about just Louis C.K. and what he's saying about everything. Just, believe me, I'm going to hit it at 6 and there's a zillion things. Everybody, be on your best. And you should be anyway. Be on your best behavior at all times when you're out in the world. Save your little tantrums and your grossness for your
home.
Well,
I agree. And that one of the things I know we're going to talk about it later, but one of the things it was a story about, why do men want to do that in front of women when they're shocked and grossed out? And it's like, watch me be gross.
Yeah. A power like, thing, I guess.
Well, that's it. So the article I read, because it's one thing if a person says, yeah, I want to see you do that. Okay, sure, I would love to do that for your pleasure, whatever. Mm-hmm. But if someone is like
clearly
a coworker
like,
that doesn't want that, and you're saying, it's just weird. So anyway, the article was about how, as I read it, I just went, the people who, these celebrities are so freaking warped from any kind of normal. And this is not an excuse. I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm just saying, I don't know how many times people have been like, anything you want, Louis C.K., like women along the way, you know what I mean? That would make him think, anything
I
want.
Oh, every woman wants this and I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Right.
I there's no excuse. I'm not making that. Please don't. Oh, forget it.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. And I do think that that's, you know, it's a lot of times these people in positions of power, they never hear no. It probably started small and progressed to the point where it got super awful. But in their own head, they totally justified it by this person is fine with this and wants it even. And it's just out of control.
Yeah. So
they
anyway.
They convince themselves that they, you know, yes is the word that comes their way. Not doing anything wrong.
But they did, the shrink in the article did say it's a power thing too. It's absolutely a person. And even Louis said it. Well, I'm starting to talk about it now. Let's talk about something else. So then I went surfing twice.
Fun.
Was it good surf?
It was good. Yes, I had so much fun Sunday morning.
How tall were the waves?
It doesn't matter. You.
How tall were they?
They were overhead. It was just Sunday morning, me and a buddy, super clean and glassy. We were out before it, like as the sun was coming up. Just wonderful. Just me and him, just laughing and being dumb boys in the best way.
Right.
Not the way we were just talking
right.
about.
Right. No.
Just being silly and goofing off and laughing and watching each other fall off stuff.
Two kids playing in the surf.
It was fun.
What did you do this weekend, Yus?
Saturday. Oh, I told you I went and bought a bunch of, my girlfriend works for a recovery center, so she was asking for underwear, bras, and socks for the women getting off drugs or coming out of jail.
Oh.
And
obviously new, not used underwear, bras, socks.
Right. She posted on Facebook, someone actually said, do they have to be matching socks? I'm like, oh, good Lord. Come on. And
We're looking for new.
We had a big laugh of that. So we just went to Target and bought a bunch of stuff for her to take to the center.
Is she a shrink?
She's not. She's a counselor. Of sorts. She's been through her own battle.
Oh,
of
you know what? That's why I asked. Because a lot of times that is the way. Like someone goes through it and then they find their cause in life and they say, you know what I want to do? I want to help other people
get
off
this. She's totally in. I'm super happy. She's been sober, I don't even know, 3 or 4 years now.
Oh, so, good for her.
Yeah.
Well, that's another way for people to stay sober is to be all in.
Exactly.
Like completely immersed up to their head.
Right. You almost have to be.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Keeps her above.
Good for her.
Above water. Yeah. Super cool. She looks amazing. So good and healthy. So
it
really
is amazing what a couple of weeks, you know, of not drinking will do. So
right.
I can imagine a couple of years of not drinking
exactly.
is even better.
Well, and if you've really been at it,
mm-hmm.
it takes about a year just to get your stupid head back.
Sure.
Because you've been just off the deep end.
Right. So then I went to the Bay Club and I picked up some books. We have a girl around the neighborhood that is collecting books for donations for, I forgot what reading program it is. So I went and met.
But it's all kids'
lady.
Books.
It's all kids' books. So, Vinny, think about it. If you have any, I'll remind you again later. If you have any kids' books you want to bring in,
tons.
The girl is coming in later this week, so right. we'll talk to her for like.
In fact, so many of our listeners have sent me books along the way too that I can.
Oh, donate.
I can
perfect.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, I'll remind you again later.
It's been you know, our people have been very good to me.
Yeah.
So
totally.
I'm happy to pass those on.
Yeah, I feel like I don't have a whole lot of little kid books left because. You know, you do. You sort of secondhand those
sure.
off and, you know.
Your kids are older now.
They are older. So I'm thinking that I probably have a ton of, I just don't know if it'll all be appropriate. Like, they were really into graphic novels for a while. Just, you know, they're like the comic books, but they're more a graphic novel sounds super dirty, but it's not. It's a drawings, graphics.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've only
them,
read one of those. What was the one
the
called?
The Watchmen.
That one.
Or The Watchtower?
No, I think it's The Watchmen.
Was. Yeah, I wasn't
I didn't like
me.
It.
But we have, like, you know, they read The Walking Dead comics and
yeah,
so I've got a bunch.
Well,
of
bring
crap
them
like
in.
That.
They can decide.
Right,
if,
they can decide
exactly. And then I cooked all day yesterday. That was
oh, what did you cook?
I made wonton soup and some egg rolls.
Do you do your own wontons?
Uh huh.
You're amazing.
It takes a while.
Yeah,
it takes a while to do the mix.
So wait a minute. This is on Sunday.
This was yesterday.
So you get
well,
up and John goes off to work.
John, uh huh. Yeah, I got up. John came with me to the supermarket and then went back home and I started on all that. Takes hours to do that stuff.
What did you fill them with?
I filled them with ground pork, a bunch of different spices, bunch of different vegetables, and then did the wraps for the wontons, and then I went and did the egg rolls with more vegetables, cabbage, and
should bring that stuff in. Make extra.
You know what? Every time,
sounds
I
so
swear,
good.
I try to make extra, but then it just, you just eat it all. Like, I had some for breakfast this morning. We'll have some for lunch today, and that's it. It just
you
goes
had wontons
so fast.
For breakfast?
I had wonton soup for breakfast this morning.
Oh, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yum.
That's good.
I like it. All right. KLSE, KLSE HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday, you guys. It's going to be a great week.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.